Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, January the 20th, Inauguration Day. Friday, January the 20th of 2017, and the time is 2 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sisters, got a topic that's a little bit off the beaten path, so to speak. We're always coming at you with this religious, spiritual, esoteric information. Sometimes we drop a little knowledge dealing with theocentric nutrition. We jump also into relationships. But today we want to talk about politics just a little bit, but it's also dealing with, again, esoteric information, because all of this transformation and all of this information, again, comes from the same essence, the same frequency, the same wave, the same source, meaning that if you tap into the big G, if you tap into the quantum realm, everything that happens is an unfolding of the light, meaning it's an unfolding of a script. Is something that has been preordained. Solomon says it the best in the book of Ecclesiastes when he says there is nothing new under the sun. He talks about it being the vanities of vanities. So this is no difference, my brothers. This is no difference, my sisters. There is nothing. There is nothing new under the sun. So if you really think about what that means in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, and let's read that really quickly. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9. Let's start with verse 8. Ecclesiastes 1, 8 says, all things are wearisome. Man is not able to tell it. Man is not able to tell it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor is the ear filled with hearing. No matter what, we're not satisfied. Verse 9. That which has been is that which will be. And that which has been done is that which will be done. So there is nothing new under the sun. Verse 10. Is there anything of which one might say, see, it is new? Already it has been, already it has existed for ages. Let me read that again, Ecclesiastes 1, verse 10. Very important. Already it has existed for ages, which were before us. Now, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but again, a lot of people don't really understand the script and how all of the re-incantation has been taken out of the scripture. So that way you don't understand what people call reincarnation. I don't do reincarnation, but I do believe in re-incantation. Now let's understand. He's saying that there is, no matter what you see, no matter what great technological advance, according to King Solomon, and he was the richest, he was the wisest, and the most prolific, put it that way, he had, what, 300 wives, 800 concubines? I don't know how you do that. But anyway, Solomon was a bad dude. He says, it already has existed for ages, which were before us. Verse 11, there is no remembrance of earlier things. I wonder why. Well, there's a book called The Book of Creation that says that we drunk from the sea of forgetfulness when you came through the birth canal, that little indention on your lip, underneath your nose, right in the middle of your top lip, there's a small indention. That is supposedly where the angel of forgetfulness touched you before you exited the womb. That way you don't remember your prior existence. Now, I've talked about this many times before, because without understanding this, what I'm about to share with you about what was said in 1955 about our good buddy Donald Trump and the last Trump and what's going on, the events of 2017 was already foretold in 1955. And I've said this in 2013, said it in 2016, and it again in 2017 because we're here. Verse 11 says that there is no remembrance of earlier times. Also, the latter things which will occur, there will be for them no remembrance among those who will come later. Someone is coming after us. And it says, again, there is no remembrance of earlier things, and also of the latter things which will also occur, there will be for them no remembrance among those who will come later. So we can go on in the book of Ecclesiastes. The book of Ecclesiastes got some crazy stuff in it. I don't know. I love the whole. It says vexation of spirits. Seven times. I've done that, you know, talk about spirit will be vexed. I've done a whole show series on that word, that one word, vexed. Crazy. Ecclesiastes 2:16 says, for there is no lasting remembrance of the wise man, as with the fool, inasmuch as in the coming days all will be forgotten, and how the wise man and the fool alike die. So whether you're wise, whether you're rich, whether you're poor, guess what? Ain't nobody going to remember you, and you're going to die. And so we put all of this stress, everybody stressed out, people, you know, rioting, people picketing, people want to do this and that. People, oh, I remember when Obama was elected, man, people was like, oh, man, all pissed off. Now we got Trump, and it's just an election, man. It's just another dude. You come and go just like the last one. But in 1955, there was a book written by an American writer, Isaac Asimov. Asimov, I don't know how you say his last name, spelled A-S-I-M-O-V. So I'm going to just call him Isaac. I can pronounce that. So a science fiction short story was written by an American writer, Isaac A-S-I-M-O-V. It was published in June of 1955. And it was issued inside of a magazine a magazine called Fantastic Universe. It was reprinted in 1957 in a collection of other short stories of a book entitled Earth is Room Enough. Now, in this story that was written by the American writer Isaac A-S-I-M-O-V. Now, before we jump into this story that explains what's happening today, the title of this story was called The Last Trump. It was a short story written by this individual. Now, The Last Trump that was written by Isaac, now we got to find out who Isaac is first. Now, remember, as I say on every show, and as I say with everything that I do, you got to understand the etymology of people as well as the etymology of words. Who is Isaac and who's his daddy? Who is Donald Trump and who's his daddy? If you want to get to the truth or the esoteric, if you want to break it down didactically, which is what I do. So At the Last Trump is a science fiction short story written by this dude, Isaac A-S-I-M-O-V. But guess what? Isaac A-S-I-M-O-V, that ain't his name. Just like George Bush, that wasn't his name. As y'all know, George Bush, when they came over here from Germany, they changed their names. What's the connection with all of the stories between Donald Trump and the Russians? Well, come to find out that my good buddy Isaac, he's an American. He's Russian. And he talked about, he was a biochemist. What in the world a biochemist got to do with politics? Now, let me make sure you understand the big picture, my brothers and my sisters, of what's going on in the Uni 1 verse song. Now, The Last Trump is a science fiction short story by this American writer, who's not an American, by the way. And he wrote this story about a council, and I'm reading this from Wikipedia. You can look it up for yourself. And in this book, there was the chief, we'll call him Anu. And he decided that the Earth Day of Resurrection, why hear that before, a Day of Resurrection. So according to the book, it says that in this book called The Last Trump, the Day of Resurrection is due on Earth. So in other words, Donald Trump, or the Trump, ushers in the Last Judgment, the Final Judgment, the Day of Judgment. Now this is written in 1955. And it talks about doomsday or the day of the Lord or the Hebrew Yom Hadam or Yahadim, Yahadim, spelled Y-O-H-M and then Ha-H-A and then Din, D-I-N. So this is a day, again, from all of the Abrahamic religions' perspective, the day of doom and gloom. It's the day of the resurrection. You know, it's the final day of judgment. But in the astrological and according to all of the other texts, it's the day that the Piscean age ends and the day that the Aquarian age begins. So in other words, the transition of power, what just happened, a transition of power. Obama went out, Pisces. Donald Trump come in, Aquarius. Now let me make sure you understand, because according to Christendom, again, this is the final and eternal judgment of God upon the people of the earth, resulting in the glorification of some and the punishment of others. Let me say that again. Now, this is what I believe. Matter of fact, this is what I know, because this is what happened to me. If I said, you guys, something happened to me like about 30 days ago, 60 days ago, it's called glorification. Why? Donald Trump. At the last sound, at the last Trump, the dead in Christ shall arise. Something in me rose. Now, I don't know about you. I pray to God something in you has risen. Because if it didn't, if it's not, then you might be a part of the other side. You might be a part of our Roman, who nobody talks about. But now, I've done many shows on Roman, our Roman. And in 1955, in my boy's book, he talks about Roman, our Roman. Now, let me make sure you understand the big picture, my anointed brother and my beautiful sister. Right now, something is happening inside of your spirit. Now, the sun has already changed. Scientists have proven that the sun is emitting a different frequency now, and scientists have proven that the magnetic poles of the earth are shifting or changing. The equator is doing some weird stuff, and the vibration of the earth is changing. The Schumann resonance is changing, all because of the age of Aquarius is here. So now what should be going on in your life is the same thing that's going on in my life. Or maybe it happened earlier. It means that there should be some glorification taking place. It is the action that describes a particular justification. See, glorification is a continuous flowing process whereby you, again, the perfecting, we'll put it that way, of your glorified body is taking place, starting with the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, and the intellect. Then it goes, which represents the soul, and then it's a perfecting of the body. So glorification, again, is God's final removal of sin, meaning hamantano in the Greek, which means living without your lot, without your share, without your destiny. That means you start to find your niche, your purpose, the reason why you are on earth, which is what I am doing in 2017, is to make sure that everybody that I know is glorified. That means that you're living according to your purpose. You're not out here doing somebody else's dream. You're not out here fulfilling somebody else's destiny. You're not out here running somebody else's race. So that way at the end, you're going to come in first, but you're going to end up last. Because you will stand before the Father and you say, I did this in your name and I did that in your name. And he will say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. People die and are punished for iniquity, not sin. That's what the Bible says. When you stand before, why does the church preach against sin? And I've never heard a preacher preach against iniquity. Because they don't know the difference between sin and iniquity. I've been saying it for 20 years. It is my prayer that you understand what was written in 1955 that's going on and that's happening today by somebody that's not even American. He's a Russian. And then Donald Trump's father is named Fred Trump. Where's Fred from? Germany. Where is pretty much every president descendants from? Germany. Because it represents the Nazis. Prescott Bush, George Bush's father. Look up Prescott Bush. What was his name before they changed it to Bush? Donald Trump, his last name is not even Trump. What was Donald Trump's daddy's name before he left Germany and came over to the United States of America? It was Drumpf, D-R-U-M-P-F. Who are they? You really want to blow your cookies? No, you don't want to blow your cookies. Y'all want to blow your cookies? No, y'all, I'm not going to blow no cookies today. We're going to save that for another time. Let me make sure you understand the big picture, my brothers, the big picture, my sisters. There's nothing new under the sun. Nothing. So my good buddy in 1955 told you, the Simpsons said it, what, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, it was on the cartoon. Matter of fact, if you want to know anything that's going on in the world, watch the Simpsons. If you want to know anything that's going to happen in the world, watch the cartoon, The Simpsons, or any of these adult cartoons. They'll tell you what's happening. Because, see, in this book, this dude decided, now remember, what should be happening to you is that glorification should have already taken place. That means that you should have found your purpose. That means that you should be walking in and you should be defining your purpose. If not, you're behind the eight ball, my brother. There should be a final removal of sin in your life. That means that your eternal state, that means that you should be now Now, you're still playing these emotional games with yourself. If you're still, you know, battling imaginary demons, you're behind the eight ball, homie. That means time's running out for you. That means that your glorification, now remember the word glory, again, it means to represent, it means to be glorious. So now that's what you should be oscillating or vibrating. You should be on the glow ray. That means glow, G-L-O-W, ray, R-A-Y, a ray of light that is coming. The sun doesn't send light, it sends information. So when you walk outside and the sun, now this is scientifically proven, inside of the sunlight, there is quantum rays. They call them neurophotons. These neurophotons, again, the body, and it bestows honor. It is what is called a celestial glory. This is why Yahushua in the Bible's paintings, he's always painting with a halo over his head. Now, the word glory is the actual condition of a new position, which is your old position. That means that you're leaving your position on earth and you're attaching to your position in heaven. That means that you are contacted with your original form. That means you're going back to your prior existence. That's why I looked up. I found my name was Bethaziel. What did Bethaziel do? He built temples. So I'm going back to my prior existence. So when I was in heaven, I was a temple builder. So now I'm building your temple. That's my job. That was my prior existence. I got reconnected with my prior existence. That means that what some people call your higher self in the New Age movement, some people call it your spiritual self. Well, you can call it whatever you want. All I know is that you need to get connected with it yesterday, because that's what the trump means. That means that was God. Now remember, a trump is a sound. It is a frequency. It is a wave. It is a vibration. So the patar, which means the generator, which means the father, which means the son, is sending out. He already sent the signal. Did you receive it? Oh, you didn't receive it because you're still playing church. You're still fighting imaginary demons. You're still arguing over, what we're going to eat tonight. Come on, man. Are you serious? Let me make sure you understand. Let's get back to the story that was written in 1955. God tried to tell you in 1955, this has been out. Since 1955, and we still don't get it. And so my good buddy, Isaac, whatever you want to call his last name, A-S-I-M-O-V, born in January the 2nd. Of 2000, 1920. He died in 92. He was a professor of biochemistry. Now, what's interesting to me, and I'm trying to wrap my brain around it, but everybody of any worth or salt, in my book, they were all biochemists. And I always wondered why I was always interested in biochemistry. Basically, it's the study of chemistry. It's the study of the chemical process of living organism. It's the study of the human cell. It's histology. It's molecular biology. It's micromolecules. It's the study of micromolecules. I don't know why. Since a kid, I've always been interested in cellular biology, which is now called biochemistry. This dude, guess what? Biochemistry. Most of the guys that I know, starting from Bruce Lipton, Roy Raymond Rife, Dr. Sabi, John Allegro, guess what they all were? Biochemists. It's something about the study of the human body, the human cell, that reveals, explains, illuminates, and simplifies some major information. Now, my brother and sister, my buddy, again, he was born in Russia, and let me see, I can't even pronounce his real name anyway, but his name wasn't what this Isaac blah, blah, blah. That was not his name. He was born, I-S-S-A-K-O-Z-I-M-O-V, some other name. But then he changed his name when he came over to America. But that's really not that important. The important thing is that his father, my good buddy Isaac's father, again, was from Russia. Now, I don't know if that means anything to you, but if you remember before Trump got elected, there was this whole debacle about him and Putin. They getting along. They like each other. You know, why? And Trump denied everything. Now, again, 1955, he wrote the book. But what was the book about? This part of the book that I'm focusing on was about utopia, a utopian society. What were the Nazis about? Germany. What were they about? Establishing a utopian society. Now, brothers and sisters, we got to break this down a little bit further. We got to go a little bit further down the rabbit trail. Now, when we start talking about utopia and we start talking about understanding what this means and what utopia means, it gets a little interesting, because when we break down the speech today, Donald Trump talked a lot about making America great and returning America back to its original, you know, foundation, if you will. Now, he never ever, to my knowledge, during the speech, and correct me if I'm wrong, he never ever defined what America means. Just like when black folks read the Constitution, they get all happy, and they never define, well, it does define it, and when you read it and you realize what it defines, then you realize that we were considered three-fourths, but we weren't really considered a full human, so that Constitution doesn't apply to us. So Donald Trump's definition of American, may not apply to you. So you might want to ask the good Donald, what does that mean? Now, you guys know that's all. The whole time he was talking, that's the only thing I was thinking about. Because, now remember, my boy who wrote this, he was born in Russia. He was born in the Russian Soviet Federation of the Socialistic Republic. And the name of the place where he was born, his mother and father, family, that where they was at, they were Jewish. Now, Germans and Jews, usually they really didn't kick it like that. But what's interesting to me is that it says that when his family immigrated to the United States, said he was around 3 years old, and his parents only spoke Yiddish. Now, I've done a few shows on Yiddish. I don't really know. If y'all know anything about Yiddish, let me see, how can I put this delicately? So Yiddish, now I talked about, I have a book called Jewish Mysticism that breaks down Yiddish and what, again, Yiddish is. Because Yiddish is the vocalization of like a different form of Hebrew, if you will. Yiddish has a dramatic element to it. It is actually taken from Hebrew and Aramaic. It is a Slavic language, and it goes all the way back. So Yiddish is an interesting language, because the dialect of Yiddish, again, is used primarily in the Luciferian circles, because Yiddish is a perfect language for conjuring. It does. I don't know. I broke it down already, but, you know, that's another study for another time. It's just interesting that they spoke Yiddish. So now let's get back to my good buddy, you know, Isaac. So Isaac writes this book. And in this book, you know, it talks about a lot of stuff inside of this book. And the primary story inside of the book is basically, again, at the last sound, at the last Trump, it's talking about what we were just talking about. And what were we talking about? We were just talking about the fact that, okay, at the last sound, at the last Trump, it means like the end of days, end of times, or it is the end of one and the beginning of another. Very important. And so my good buddy Isaac, again, this American professor of biochemistry, but yet he's writing a book about futuristic times. Now, not only in this book did he talk about, again, America, and what America was going to be at the last Trump and at the last sound, he also talked about a lot of other things inside of this book. So this book, The Earth Is Enough, talked about a lot of different things other than at the last sound and at the last Trump. But he put it all inside of a collection. So he put all of these books inside of a collection. Now, he also wrote two volumes of book. It was called his last name, A-S-I-M-O-V, Guide to the Bible, where he covered the Old Testament and the New Testament. Now, this was written and published in 1967. And he combined this. Now, the guy wrote a lot of other books. He wrote a book called The Egyptians. He wrote a book called The Great Adventure. He wrote a book called the Roman Republic. So the guy was very well versed in a lot of stuff in addition to biochemistry. He has a list of all types of accolades and awards that he received. But again, the emphasis is on the science fiction aspect of what he wrote. And so what he talked about was an age when the people were brought back to life and they had renewed bodies. This happened during the last sound or during the last trump. And he didn't say the year or anything. He just, again, in this book, he just talks about the fact that people will be brought back to life, you know, and then during this resurrection of the dead, that there was going to be an end or a stop to the world as we know it. And then there was going to be this utopian society. Now, the word utopia or utopian was first coined by this guy by the name of Sir Thomas More back in like 1500s. And he wrote a book called Utopia. Now, it's talking about a fictional island. Because the word utopia is a Greek word that means no place. And so in other words, this utopian idea doesn't exist. But the word utopia, again, is basically a place where socialism is an ideal socialistic place where everybody kind of like get along. You know, so the definition of the word utopia and this utopian idea, which has been around for a long time. This isn't anything new. A lot of people have had this idea where everybody just kind of gets along and contributes, and it's this ideal where, you know, everybody is happy. And so people talk about having a utopian society. So that's what, again, he believed in and what he pushed. And he predicted in 1955 that this would happen. Now, what I'm leaving out is that in his book, he talked about the fact that the chief, who I will call, now he didn't name the chief, this is me talking, I'm adding to his book. He talked about the day of resurrection is due on earth. So there is an angel, he called it ethereal. It's a play on the word ether. Now I have a book called Luminescence or Bioluminescence, which talks about what scientists call Luciferian ether. Now, again, you can go to Google and type it in. The ether, the air that we live in, science says is Lucifer's. Science. Not me. Science says it. This is mind-blowing to me that out of all the names that you could pick the air that we breathe in, you would call it luminescence or Luciferian ether. Out of all the names, now just think. You're a scientist, you know, and you have all of these names that you could call, but you want to call it Luminiferin, or spelled Luminiferous, ether. Now, according to science, this ether, which is basically, again, the air that we breathe. Now, science says that the air that we breathe has some type of a wave-based propagation in it. They don't know what it is. They just call it photoelectric effect in physics. So according to physics, again, the air that they call the ether, it is a light-bearing ether. Now, the name Lucifer, if you remember, means light bearer or light bringer. He's not the light, but he can manipulate or bear or bring the light. So the air, the atom circle, the atom sphere that we live in contains Lumiferous ether. It doesn't contain regular ether. So the ether that we live in right now, when I do this, I'm breathing in Lucifer, according to science. Now, let me break it down a little further for you, just in case, you know, you say, no, Doc, I don't believe that bullshit. Okay, go type in your DNA molecule. Now, I've already looked it up, and I've done this show many times, wrote the book. Look up DEO, nucleic acid. Now, look up who DEO is. Look up the entity. Now, also, your DNA has four letters, but the fifth letter, nobody talks about. What is the fifth letter of your DNA? What holds your DNA together? Both sides of your DNA are held together by what? Phosphorus. Phosphorus is another name for Lucifer. Don't believe me? Look it up. So your DNA, to make sure you understand what I'm saying, the book of life, the book of knowledge, that holds your the building blocks of your life. Now, the old boy in 1995, he talks about this. I'm going to get ready to break it down for you. This is what's going on. You got to tell everybody in 1955. Now, let me make sure you understand. So the air you're breathing, the thing that's holding your body together, the your spinal cord, your brain that you're using have a reptile brain. So the air that we're breathing is a light-bearing air. Now, according to science, they says that the medium is what they call a propagation of light, meaning it manipulates light. So light comes in and it hits our atom circle, atom sphere, and light, something happens to it. What happens to the light when it hits our ether? When it hits, Lucifer is the god of this world. But you got to understand what that means, though. Anybody can say, oh, yeah, you know, the devil controls the world, brother. What does that mean, though? Well, let me break it down to you using science. Now, this word, propagation, means breeding of a species. Let me say it again. I don't know if y'all got that. So according to science, the ether does something to frequencies that come into its space. So the father sends a signal. He's the Patar. But just like in the book of Daniel, when Daniel prayed and the prince of Persia intercepted the archangel Michael and they fought for 7 days. That's inside the book of Daniel, by the way. What do you think is going on in the ether right now? The father sends you a signal and it's, guess what happens to it? It's propagated. So the word propagation means increase. It means the spreading of something abroad or into a new region. Let me say that again. So the word propagation is a chemical reaction word. It means that something comes in, but UPS is delivering your package. But before it gets to your package, we're going to change it up a little bit. So it means to multiply by any process of nature. It means the reproduction of the parent stock. It is the act of spreading and promoting an idea or a theory. So that's why the Bible says that there is none righteous, no, not one. That's what the Bible says. Satan, that old dragon, who has deceived the whole world. How did he do it? I know how he did it. Lumiferous ether. Because what does it do? It propagates light. It says that it is involved, or it was invoked to explain the ability of apparently the wave-based light. Now, what does that mean? That just means that a wave-based light comes into our atmosphere and it is changed into something else, or it is manipulated. I guess we could say it that way. Now, we can go more into this whole ether stuff, but let's get to the good stuff. And so this guy, he's writing his book, and he's explaining to us, you know, what's going on, and he puts it inside of a novel, and he says that, you know what, this utopian society is mean that it means having the impossible ideal, having the ideal conditions for a social organization. Now, socialism, my brothers and sisters, again, is kind of like, you know, socialism. It means the economy and the political environment, again, is a result of governmental ownership. It means that the administration of the means of production and distribution of society is managed by a system or a social group. So, again, this is Marxism. Now, this is different from capitalism, a little different from communism, but it's socialism. That's what my boy, you know, over in Hitler, Germany, that's what he talked about. Now, remember, Donald Trump's father's name is Fred Christ Trump. But really, his last name wasn't Trump. It was Drumpf, D-R-U-M-P-F. So, let me make sure you understand. Donald Trump's wife, her last name was Christ, like Yahushua, C-H-R-I-S-T. So, Frederick Christ Fred Trump, that's Donald Trump's pow-pow. Now, he's from Germany. They immigrated over to some, but his wife's name was Elizabeth, if I remember it correctly. They came over to this great country, changed their last name as the T, dropped the F. Why? Yeah, another study for another time. Now, Prescott Bush, their last name wasn't Bush. They came over to this country, they changed their name too. Why? Because when you start tracing it back, you start finding that, yeah, the ancestors committed some atrocities. But that's another study for another time. We're talking about the fact that, okay, there's a Russian connection, there's a German connection. And then both of these connections are manifested today. And so the father is saying that, hey, guess what? I have orchestrated this. Now, what does that mean? Now, this is the hardest pill for everybody to swallow. There is nothing new under the sun, brothers and sisters. Nothing new under the sun. What does that mean? That means that nothing happens that the universe, that the Father, doesn't allow to happen. So if Donald Trump is the president of the United States, there is a reason why Donald Trump is the president of the United States. Well, let's go back to our story in the book. So in 1997, the book is written, and it says that, hey, the chief, we'll call him Anu, after they got together with their council. Now, in the book of Revelation, it talks about the council. So, again, the council of elders. But in this book, it's called the council of the ascendants, the ascended masters. But, boy, it's a play on words. So the council, they get together. They consult the chief, and they tell the chief. The chief say, hey, you know what? I've decided the day of resurrection is due on earth. Day of harvesting. Remember the movie Jupiter Ascending? Remember the movie Jupiter Ascending? If you haven't seen it, check it out. They come around, it's time to harvest the earth. It's time to harvest. Remember the Bible says that the laborers are, the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Harvest time. Day of resurrection. Talks about this in his book. It said that it's showtime on earth. But there was one protester. His name was Ethereal. E-T-H-E-R-I-E-L. He was a junior seraphim. He wasn't a cherubim. He was a seraphim. These are angels, classes of angels, different types of angels, some benevolent, some not benevolent. So this junior angel says, I don't think it's time for earth to be harvested. Let's give them a little bit more time and see if they, you know, see if they return back to their first estate. And then he says that, you know, hey, I'm kind of like the watcher over the earth, kind of like the Archangel Michael. And so he seeks an audience with the chief. We'll call the chief King Anu. And he pleads with the chief to not to execute or to harvest the planet until the last trumpet sounded. And on January the 1st of 1957, you know, that was the arbitrary date, I'm assuming, inside the book, that he was telling them, hey, let's wait until after the trump has sounded to see if the people are going to return back to their prior existence. And so then there is this mysterious figure known as R-E-Man, R-E-Man, which is a play, again, inside the book, the guy's name is R-E-Man, the letter R, named Man, R-E-Man. But there is a true bad guy named Aruman. Now, most people have never heard of this dude. How can I put this delicately? Read Exodus chapter 33 when God appears before Moses, and he told Moses, I'm going to show you my hind parts. Look up the definition of the word hind parts in the original text. You will find my good buddy, Aruman. Now, that's a cookie blower. That's another study for another time. You know, I don't want to blow no cookies today. This is a light message today. So Donald Trump, now in this book that was written in 1955, was happening what old boy talked about in that book in 1955 is happening today. Now, I said this in 2013 that this was going to happen in 2017. And now let me tell you what else is going to happen. If you don't get your shizness together, meaning if you don't stop fighting imaginary demons and all over non-issues, if you don't do two things, if you don't fall in love with yourself, if you don't fall in love with your, and if you, my brothers and sisters, don't increase your intensity, meaning that nothing else matters except purpose, because purpose is your position inside of the kingdom. That's allowed you to activate the glory or the glory and do what all these other fools are trying to do by deep breathing and yoga and everything else. But let's go back to Aruman. Who the beep is Aruman? Go to Google, type in A-H-R-I-M-A-N. Now, I have a whole book about this dude. I've been talking about this dude for 20 years. I need to make sure that you understand. Click on images after you do that. And then look at the images of who Aruman is. Now, again, be careful about saying that name and throwing it around, because when you say the name of the demon, you summon the demon. And you got to know how to do, because the word Aruman means destructive spirit. Let me make sure you understand. Now, in the Old Testament, that was the angel of destruction, meaning he was called the destroyer. So they put blood over the doorpost so that way what? So that what would happen? The destroyer would pass them by. Same dude. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, my brothers. Now, this was written in 1955. So the destructor, meaning the evil destructive wind. That's what his name means. It means destructive wind. It means destructive spirit. So this is from the religion of Zoroastrianism. So this deity, again, in the ancient text, he is the twin brother. The twin brother of the Ruach. So now, brothers, sisters, as we did the show the other day, we was talking about, again, the Ruach, the Pneuma, the Holy Spirit. And I was revealing, explaining, illuminating, simplifying to everybody that's listening to me in 2017. This is what I've done, and this is what I'm doing for everybody that understands the importance of what I'm doing in 2017. It means evil brother. Now, if you don't believe what I'm saying, go to Exodus chapter 33, somewhere like that. When God appears before Moses, he say, yo, Moses, you're a lightweight dude. You can't handle all my glory. His glory. That's what we activated in 2017, your glory. So God tells Moses, you can't handle it, homie. And so he says, but I'm going to let you see my back parts, my hinder parts. Look it up and see what it means. Triple dare you to look it up. Triple dare you to look it up. And guess who you're going to find there? So why would God show Moses Aruman? I'm just putting it out there. Now, again, now it means destructive spirit. It's the opposite of the Holy Spirit. This is the unholy spirit. It's his twin brother. So spirits, again, win. Now, remember yesterday we talked about if you do not have this, that it talks about in Genesis chapter 2. It's called the breath of life. We call it the chi. We call it the prana. We call it the pneuma. And I've revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified that everybody has to activate, control, be able to understand their own chi, their own prana, their own pneuma, their own ruach. Because this leads, again, to the glory. This leads to you, my brother. This leads to you, my sister, finding your purpose and falling in love with your purpose. That means when you go, now in Texas we have Baskin-Robbins. Now Baskin-Robbins is known for their 31 flavors. Now when I go to Baskin-Robbins, I always have a conundrum. Because me, you know, I think about, 31 flavors. How can I get all 31 flavors? And they say, sorry, sir, you got to do this. Choose ye this day what flavor you're going to serve. So I'm like, man, there's 31 flavors. And the clerk behind the counter and the other people who've been lying waiting for me said, sir, could you please just choose one? And I said, you mean to tell me I got 31 options, but I need to choose one? So then I think, then they always ask me, sir, which flavor do you like, a.k.a. love? You see, but you cannot activate your glory. You cannot activate your energy, I-N-N-E-R-G. Glory, glory. It's a string that connects you to God that we talked about. This string, again, right now you connect it to Aruman. It's a demonic soul tie. Your soul, you made a contract with him. Now, I don't remember, you don't remember it. Nobody remembers it. But you made a contract with him. Why? Because, again, there is no wealth, health, wisdom, and positive relationships in your life. That means Akuruman is hanging out at your house or one of his homeboys. Now we've got to cut that soul tie, and we've got to connect with our energy, our I-N-N-E-R-G, so that way we can activate our chi and we can get our E-N-E-R-G-Y. If we activate our energy, we get our energy, and the energy allows me to have mental objectivity. As I broke it down previously, without mental objectivity, you will emotionally respond to every act. Because, again, the only way that a woman can hang out at your house is if you are a drama queen. And if you are a drama king, trust me, brother, Akruman is in your head. That's the only way they can exist. So the only way that you can maintain a glory, a connection with your purpose and with the God of purpose, is for you to activate your inner chi. Trump represents the opposite of that. So this book talks about the fact that, hey, in this book, Aruman, this is the Persian name of Satan. Let me make sure you understand what I'm just saying. So, Lucifer got so many names, man, I don't even think he can remember how many names he got. Beelzebub, Asmodeus, Leviathan, Belphegor, Aruman, Satan. How many names this dude got? He got a lot of names. So, according to the book, this dude, R-E-Man, which is code for Aruman, he's the Persian name for Satan. So he makes his way across the earth seeking or seeing what has happened in the here and after, according to the book. And Aruman is pleased with it. He's pleased because all the dead are coming back to life, but they're coming back to life not with the glory, meaning they haven't activated their inner chi. Because remember, according to the scripture, it says some going to return back to glory, and others are going to return back to everlasting decay, hell. So Aruman is looking back at everybody according to the story that was written in 1955. Now, he says that, hey, he come around, he said, like, everybody is uncaring. Nobody got their purpose. Nobody's falling in love with their purpose, with themselves, with their mate, all this stuff. Everybody's, yeah, they were just going to settle to do this. We ain't got nothing else to do, so yeah, let's do this. So he meets a professor of history who observes that the people have indeed been judged and that they are not in heaven, but they are actually in hell. So earth is actually hell. And so if you awaken and you still here, meaning materialism, meaning that you are only interested in saving the whales and hugging the trees, you got no spiritual goals. So if you, after Donald Trump comes in office, and if your purpose and mission in life is to hug trees and save whales, meaning that you have no spiritual aspirations, You ain't interested, man. You're not interested in doing nothing spiritual. You're not interested in love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness of other people. Because God is in people. Are you interested in taking your millions and you want to go to the Bahamas and you just want to have people serve you? You don't want to hang out. You don't want to help nobody. You're not interested in starting no nonprofit organization. You're not interested in feeding the hungry. You're not interested in clothing nobody. You're interested in doing nothing. Oh, you help the animals. You do like Oprah. You get you freaking three or four dogs and put them in an air-conditioned dog hall, but you'll walk past a homeless man on the street and won't give him a freaking dime. Oh, you do that. That's how you know our government is hanging out your house, because you have no compassion for humanity. Oh, but we love animals. And you know what? We'll cry when they put down a tree to another man or woman that looks and walks and talks and looks just like you and I. We got no compassion. So in this book, he talks about how Ethereal has a meeting with the chief. So Akroman has a meeting with Anu. And he argues that the date, January the 1st of 1957, again, is meaningless. And therefore, the day of resurrection is meaningless. And the chief agrees and he declares that it will come only when the people of Earth agree upon a common date. Which, again, the people of Earth has to agree. That is why we have a program. That is why everything is predictive. Because they don't want you to know that you control this date. So according to the story that was written in 1955, you guys got to read the book yourself, the world suddenly restored to harmony because mass consciousness has not taken yet. Why y'all think they waiting? Why haven't they activated FEMA camp? What's holding them back? Now, we've been reading about famine was going to come. We've been reading about the end of the world. We've been reading that Jesus was going to come back since I was a kid. They've been saying that forever. They've been saying that FEMA camps. Now, the FEMA camps are built. There's 6 million plastic coffins in Georgia. They got the Georgia Stone that tells we want to kill all the people on Earth. Don't believe me? Go to Google, type in Georgia Stones, and read what it says on the Georgia Stones. In stone in Georgia. It says we want to reduce the Earth populations. I forgot how much. Basically, at least about 3 million people. They want dead. You're probably one of the 3 million. But in this book, they said they can't do that yet because they need your consent. And so they are waiting. So R.E. Man, he's frustrated. He needs mass consciousness. He needs everybody to agree to allow the day of resurrection to happen. So R.E. Man, which is Akroman, he's frustrated. So he plans to promote the adoption of a new calendar system based upon the atomic era to begin on December the 2nd. Now, this is the dates inside of the book. Now, I am going to go out on a limb. I don't go out on limbs. I'm not no prophet. I don't predict shiznits. I just look at facts. So, now remember, we have the Gregorian calendar. That was changed by my Constantine and my buddies. Now, according to Aruman is frustrated, so he got to do something to speed up the process to bring about the day of destruction so that way he can establish hell on Earth. So Akroman, according to the story in 19 that the book was written, this is why Donald Trump is in office, because Donald Trump has to speed up the process to establish this utopia. So what's coming? They got to change times and rumors of times. Now, what does that mean? Brothers and sisters, in the book of Daniel, I think it was Daniel 2:14. I don't have the scripture with me, but you guys can look it up. In the book of Daniel, it talks about exactly what Donald Trump is going to do. And it talks about how the times has to be changed. Now, I don't think it's physical time, because remember, everything that I studied, it ain't got nothing to do with the physical. It has to do with the spiritual. So some kind of way, there has to be a change in the way we calculate or perceive time. So in the Bible, it talks about times and seasons, times and seasons of times. And I had the scripture. I don't remember. I do apologize about that. What was it? I know it was in the book of Daniel, and I can't remember. But anyway, it's in the book of Daniel, and it talks about seasons and times, and the changing of the times. So there has to become a changing of the times. So there's going to be a changing of the times, or a changing of the seasons and the times. And so talks about this in the book of Daniel, and I forgot the chapter and the verse that talks about it in the book of Daniel. But again, the book of Daniel breaks this down in the prophecies of the several, I think it's the 70 weeks. And it talks about the changing of the seasons. And so something is going to happen, some kind of way there's going to be something introduced that's going to be focused on changing times, changing the way that either we keep time, changing the Gregorian calendar, doing away with leap years, the leap year, the plans to change the times and to change the laws by which the time works. Now, brothers and sisters, this is very important because Jupiter Ascending touched on this a little bit, and it talks about it how, again, it's mentioned in some of my other studies that I've done that talks about this. There has to be a reforming of the calendar. So a new beginning has to come in. So the Pope, this New World Order, false Pope, the black Pope, all of these dudes, they got to manipulate time in some kind of way. How are they going to do it? I don't know. So it is seven. I think it's Daniel chapter 7. You should speak of great. Yeah, Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. Let's close with this. Daniel 7, 25 says, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and he shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and they shall think, and he shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. So he wanted to think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and dividing of times. So this scripture in Daniel chapter 24, chapter 25, Daniel chapter 25, talks about the plans, again, of the manipulation or the change of times. This is all prophetic. And so this, some kind of way, it's going to be interesting to see how this unfolds. I don't know how it's going to unfold, but all I know, again, the word times refers to the prophetic set of time that God, again, has established. So the word laws, again, has to do with the manipulation of the Sabbath and the commandments and the Ten Commandments. Now, I think it's going to be what they call the Noahide laws. Some kind of way, they're going to introduce what they call the Noahide laws. Now, I've done many shows on the Noahide laws. So if the Noahide laws replace the Ten Commandments, it's a wrap. Now, excuse me, I hope I'm wrong. I pray to God I'm wrong, but I'm always hoping that I'm wrong. But I haven't been wrong yet. But on this point, I hope I am wrong. So now, again, in closing, all of this was written in 1955. It's an interesting book. It talks about a whole bunch of other stuff. I just pulled out the meat, and the meat is that Donald Trump, he was, you know, in 1955, he was going to be president. And the reason that he's going to be president is because he's going to usher in. He's going to get elected on this. I'm going to make America great. That's utopia. That says that, hey, we all going to come together. We're going to hold hands. We're going to sing Kumbaya. But he never defines what America means. So America could just mean Caucasian people. America could just mean 6'5", blonde hair, blue-eyed people. America could just mean that if you crippled, handicapped, or whatever, you can't produce. You're not an asset. Remember back like what Hitler did. So that means, you got a handicap, you got one eye, you got a bent leg, whatever. Okay, guillotines. Why they got so many guillotines? Please look that up. Why they got so many plastic caskets? Please look that up. And why they still building FEMA camps? Please look that up. And why are they building deep underground military bases? Which he said today, I'm going to redo the structure in the highways, the bridges. And then he said something in the speech today. Listen what he said about underground military bases. Brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, Master Teacher 33. Thank you guys so much for listening. I do apologize for going over on time. I know your time is valuable, and I respect your time. My brothers and sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or destroy you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you. Some people really are still dreaming. They are still
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Thank you.